Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
For me, I realized with content creation, if you want people to connect, you have to be more human. You have to peel back a few layers and show people this other side of you or these different sides of you, because we've all got many different sides of us. And a lot of those sides people don't see when we put on that professional persona. And so I thought it would be interesting if we put out the very first rap video and music video on LinkedIn. And it's something I had never seen done before, probably for a reason. But look, we had fun doing it. So the video was me rapping. It was another gentleman, a good friend of mine from the States, who was beatboxing. And we actually got 70 influencers on LinkedIn together to cameo on this video. You know, so everyone had a very quick cameo. So it was very fun. It was super engaging. And when we posted it, it went super viral, purely because it was just very different. And it got the attention of Forbes. It got the attention of Inc. You know, I'm still speaking about it to this day. And it's something that I'm very proud of doing. And look, that video also was a message to a lot of people that you can do something different. You can peel back those layers. You can show people this other side of you. And people will connect with that.
Welcome to episode 203 of Your Career Podcast. Today's interview features an amazing gentleman, Ahmad Imam, who is a content creator, global events professional, and all-round genuinely warm and generous man. That clip you just heard reminds us that if you really want to make a genuine connection, you have to be human, be real, be willing to be vulnerable and put yourself out there, and also to have fun. You're in for a fantastic time today, and I'm delighted you're with us. But before we launch into my interview with Ahmad Imam, at the time of release, I'm just about to open the doors to the Careers Academy for the first time in 3 months. Doors open only once per quarter for professionals who are seeking greater meaning in their careers or support to make a successful career transition and secure the job of their dreams. Yes, it is possible to make a living and love your job. But first, you need career clarity in order to have the confidence to take action and make it happen for yourself. With membership, you get instant access to two of my top online programs, LinkedIn for Career Success and How to Create a Powerful Resume. You also get a one-on-one coaching session with me and monthly group career coaching calls to keep you on track to reach your goals. Not only that, you gain access to career webinars, the latest career resources, and my accountability group, in which I'm there to answer your questions every day and keep you motivated to reach your goals. Get on my waitlist as doors open for this quarter for 1 day only on the 1st of December at www.thecareersacademy.online. Remember, your career success is my business. Now, my very special guest is an incredible professional, and with over 730,000 followers on LinkedIn, shares with you today his secrets to success. Ahmad Imam is an edutainer, sales extraordinaire, LinkedIn personality, and speaker. He empowers professionals to create strong and intentional brand with knockout content so they can reach more people and build stronger relationships, which drive revenue and growth. Having been involved in over 1 billion worth of sales transactions over a 15-year career, Ahmad is a savvy negotiator. He grew grew his 730,000 plus LinkedIn audience in under 2 years and regularly shares with them his secrets to gaining greater confidence, maintaining focus, and getting what you want. A video trailblazer, Ahmad's charismatic personality has seen many of his posts go viral, and he averages 2 million views on his content per month. His The Most Epic Music Video in LinkedIn History was featured in online articles from Forbes and Inc. Ahmad is also a brand ambassador and partners with companies aligned with his core values of kindness, integrity, optimism, and growth. A proud father and husband, his family are his greatest inspiration, one he uses to help others achieve their maximum potential. And now let's welcome Ahmad to the show. Hello, Ahmad.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm so pleased that you're here because you have got such an interesting career journey to share with us. So how about to kick us off, as I always do, can you tell me a little bit about your career aspirations when you were a little boy?
Oh, wow. I was a little lost boy. So, I mean, I had many career aspirations, but a lot of them revolved around performing, interestingly enough. You know, so I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be an actor. I just wanted to be performing in any capacity and just be, I guess, a free creative spirit. And then reality hits you really quick as soon as you have to pay your first bill. You know, so I think once you get to your late teens, early 20s, everything kind of shifts. But the funny thing is, and we can talk about this throughout the show, throughout the episode, is the fact that I was really tapping into something there, the fact that I really loved being creative. And I kind of stepped away from that for a very long time. And I found that I've just come back to that, which is interesting.
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting is that I know that your early aspirations as a singer and an actor, you've got videos of you rapping and doing all sorts of fun stuff, which we will definitely get to. Yeah. But just for the career transition side of things, you started your career in a sales capacity, yes? Can you tell us a little bit about how that developed? Because I know that you had quite an interesting journey there too.
Yeah, I did. So I started off, my very first job, I was actually just working at a pizza place. I was making pizzas and washing dishes, and that was while I was at uni and studying and getting my degree. But my very first real job, if you want to call it that, was working at a call center. So I actually started working at Coca-Cola Amatil. And I was just on the phones calling up businesses, finding out if they wanted Coca-Cola and Coke products. You know, so it was my first introduction to call center work and to cold calling, which I'd never done before. And for anyone out there that knows cold calling, that has to do cold calling, it's certainly not easy. It helps you build thick skin. You're getting rejected far more than you're getting accepted. And so it really built this resilience in me after a few months to a couple of years that I was there. And I also found that even though I graduated and majored in marketing, I found that I actually had a really good skill set for sales. I was just naturally good at it after a certain while of training and whatnot. And so I decided to just follow that path and see if I can, I guess, climb the career ladder within sales. And that's what I did. So I went from a call center job to then doing some direct selling and actually knocking on doors, which is, you know, if you thought cold calling was tough, try knocking on doors and disturbing people during dinner time. You don't get the most positive response. But again, it builds resilience and it builds that foundation of courage that you need to be successful in sales. From there, I had various jobs within sales, eventually went into sales management and led a team, then went into sales leadership and really led a team more from a macro standpoint. And I would say more recently, probably prior to what I'm currently doing now, I was in real estate for about 5 or 6 years, which is still sales. So I was the director of a property consultancy in Sydney. And I was essentially helping people buy property. So we were buyer's agents as opposed to, say, selling agents, traditional real estate agents. And I, you know, wanted to work my way up there. But I got to a stage where I realized that I just wasn't passionate about what I was doing anymore. I wasn't enjoying going to work. I wasn't enjoying the process of working. And that's because I realized that me as a person had changed. My values had changed. The things that I enjoyed and things that excited me had changed. And so I then went on a bit of a mission to try and find out what that was and how I can be more in alignment.
Mm. You know, I mean, it's such an interesting career path, isn't it? And I like it that you touched on the values and what's really important to you as well. But let's go back to cold calling. That is so tough. It is so tough. And I really feel for salespeople because I used to be in recruitment, and recruitment is sales. And I am so not a cold caller. And I used to get anxious. You know, I'd go into a cold sweat when I'd have to pick up the phone. And it really takes a special type of person to excel in a sales environment. I can talk till the cows come home, but as soon as it's a cold call, I can't do it. I much prefer a warm introduction. And that's all part of branding and things like that that you do.
If there is something that nearly every salesperson procrastinates on, it's the cold calling, right? It's that 1 day a week or 2 days a week that you know you have to cold call. You just have to do it, and you will do whatever it takes to try and avoid it. You know, you'll welcome the distractions. It's not easy, and it's not easy because it's not organic. You know, there's nothing natural about it. You feel like you're disturbing someone. You feel like you're trying to manipulate them into doing something. The way I try to treat it, and I actually got to the stage where I really enjoyed it. And when you enjoy the process of sales, you enjoy the outcomes of the sales as well. But I just treated it like a numbers game. And that's what I realized it was. I knew exactly how many calls I had to make to be able to get a yes. And from those yeses, how many then meetings I'd have to actually get a transaction. And when you look at it that way, you know then you have to do 50 calls to get maybe 10 yeses or 10 commitments. And then of those 10 commitments, you might have to do another 10 meetings to get maybe one or two people actually transact. And when you look at it like a numbers game and you take the emotion out of it and the personalities out of it, it becomes much easier. But I don't know anybody that, you know, is 100% comfortable with the process of cold calling. It's one of those things that become easier with experience.
That's right. You're right when it comes to a numbers game, and also that door knocking. I feel for real estate agents who still do that now, door to door, knocking on doors, and it really takes a special person to be able to keep going. And I think someone who's very resilient and has developed a thick skin as well. But you know, now then you transitioned into property investment and property buying, but now you're in an amazing role. You're the ambassador of Success Resources Australia, and you're working with these incredible people, Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Sir Richard Branson. That must be quite amazing. So to make that transition from the property buying to being an ambassador at Success Resources Australia, tell us the story there, because it's an interesting one.
So, I mean, for me, it was a personal journey. I went through a personal transformation where I went from being, let's say, very ego-driven and really focused on climbing that ladder so I can have that big title, I can have the nice car and everything else, and people will think I'm amazing. And my values completely shifted, or that's probably the wrong way to say it. I should say I really became more aware of what my values were, and learning to then actually live those values, truly live those values. And like I said, I got to a stage where real estate just wasn't cutting it for me anymore. And, you know, for those that have been in real estate, yeah, there are some people doing it well, there are some people doing it not. But, you know, I just found it to be one of the most unethical industries, you know. And I'm not taking away from the industries. There are people doing amazing things in there, but there are also a lot of people that are not. Mm. And it really didn't fit in with the values that I had come to be aware of. Mm. And my core values are kindness, optimism, growth, integrity, respect. And I couldn't tick those off working in real estate and having the conversations that I was having. Mm. And so for me, it was a bit of a journey to try and find something I was more in alignment with. And I thought back to an earlier memory where the moments that actually was a pivotal moment for me when I was actually working at that pizza place, and I was a very shy, awkward, you know, lacking confidence kid. was a moment where my boss at the time, the boss of this pizza place, was a serial entrepreneur. He gifted me, and he didn't have to at all, but he saw something in me that I personally didn't see. And he gifted me this 24-disc CD set that was called Personal Power 2 by Tony Robbins.
Oh.
Right? And I know I'm showing my age here by saying CD set. It was a set of CDs. I went home. I had to put on that first CD. I listened to it. And once I heard Tony Robbins' voice, I was hooked. You know, I just knew that this was something very special. And so to fast forward to today and to be in a position where I'm working with a company that represents Tony Robbins, and we get to talk and help and serve other people through a similar process that I went through, it's just, it feels like I've gone full circle. So it's just, it's incredible. I'm in complete alignment with my values right now. And that to me is just the most, it's just the most rewarding feeling, knowing that you're doing something that you truly connect with.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to put on a facade. You don't have to put on a mask every single day to try and, you know, work in your job and pretend that you enjoy it. I truly love what I'm doing now, and I could not be happier. And, you know, I love seeing others improve and discover themselves and develop themselves. And so the fact that I get to assist in facilitating that every day is brilliant. You know, so that combined with me being able to focus on content creation and getting back to that creative side of me, which is where I feel the most energetic and excited, I'm really having fun.
Yeah, isn't it a wonderful feeling as soon as you realize I'm living my values? Because so often people, if they veer away from their values because maybe they got a promotion and they think they want more money or they think they want the job title, but that's not really what drives them, there's that little feeling of being in misalignment. And so I guess you must have felt that turning point. There would have been a moment.
There was. And you know what? You not only feel a misalignment, you feel like you're compromising on yourself, right? And I was doing that. You know, there was a moment there where I was trying to climb the ladder and I was compromising my own values, even though I knew what instinctively was right and what was wrong. I was, you know, behaving in such a way that wasn't in line with my values. And I'm not talking about doing anything corrupt or anything like that. I'm just saying, if my values are focused on kindness and optimism and growth, and I was compromising that or not focusing on that just so I can focus on other things that were more surface level materialistic things, that's not in alignment. And I knew that I wasn't genuinely happy as a result of doing that. So, yeah, once you are in alignment, it's a beautiful thing and you truly feel it.
And it's so important to have that clarity as well, to really assess what makes you tick and what it is that will give you the clarity. And so you must have done a little bit of introspection as well in order to come up with that decision. And now you're in this incredible role. It must be so interesting. Tell us, before we go into your content creation, tell us a little bit about what it's like, a day in the life of being an ambassador at Success Resources.
So Success Resources is one of those businesses that I've been following for a while. So they are the largest events promoter globally, especially for education and for self-improvement. So I've attended a number of their events, sat in the front row, you know, watched, listened, observed people that I admired and emulated. And so what it feels like now is really getting a behind-the-scenes look into how that all works. Okay, so a behind-the-scenes look into the event space, into the self-improvement world, the self-development world, understanding how some of these big names operate, you know, how they make a living, how they make an impact. And like you mentioned earlier, we're talking some incredible people like Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk and Richard Branson, Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, we're in a position now where if they can serve, we can probably reach out to them. You know, so a day in the life is really just helping facilitate with the events, branding the business and you know, putting the right message out there. And there's also a part of my role that is hosting and emceeing events and helping to facilitate them as well. So I'm in a position now where I get to observe almost firsthand and get a front row view of some of these incredible speakers and learn from them. You know, I've got a passion for speaking myself. So this almost feels like a bit of a speaking apprenticeship, you know, where we're just learning from the best. So I mean, every day is very different, but I'm getting to focus on, again, doing what I love.
You know what? When you can just live and breathe what you love, it just doesn't feel like work, does it?
No,
not at all. It's a joy. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to wake up in the morning and be excited about, this is what I'm going to do today. Now, tell me, I've always wondered, because I haven't done the fire walk, but I do know people who have. Have you done the fire walk?
No, I've actually done this year. Was one of the first years I did the Unleash the Power Within. So I've seen Tony Robbins' many other events, but I haven't done Unleash the Power Within until this year. And this year was a virtual Unleash the Power Within. And so they couldn't actually have a firewalk. You know, they couldn't have people make firewalks in their backyard. I don't think that'll be the safest thing.
No.
So they did something really clever. And what they did is they sent out boards, as in like, you know, karate breaking boards to everybody's homes in a nice, what they call swag bag, with a whole bunch of other goodies for the event to make it really interactive. And as part of, or as an alternative to the firewalk, because the firewalk is all about conquering your limiting beliefs, you know, that voice in your head that conditions you to tell you that you just can't do something, or something's not possible, or the fact that you are limited, when in fact every single one of us is actually limitless if we believe that we are. And so the board break was a great alternative. So what we did is we actually wrote all our limiting beliefs on the board, and we placed the board, you know, amongst two chairs, and just, you know, bang, and broke through it. And the idea is that it's a metaphor. You're breaking through your limiting beliefs. And it's such an empowering feeling.
Oh, how wonderful. That must have been really exciting. You would have had thousands and thousands and thousands of people on that virtual call.
Oh, there was, look, at the events that I attended and that we facilitated, there was 11,000. There was a UK Unleash the Power Within that literally just finished this week, and they had 14,000. And we're talking 11,000 and 14,000 people on a Zoom. I mean, it's insane when you think about it, and putting people in breakout rooms and being able, you know, to have Tony, you know, walk up to the screen, point to someone, a little square, and have that expand and talk directly to that person, one of the 11,000 or one of the 14,000. So technology has really advanced, and it's testament to this year. You know, this year has been difficult on a lot of people, but one thing it's done is really expedited the use of technology and the advancement of technology, especially for things like this. So, the live event space is probably going to be virtual for some time until things clear up. But even then, when it gets back to doing live events, to being live events, it's going to be a combination, I believe, of live events and virtual events.
Yeah, certainly COVID-19 has taught us so many things. One is to develop resilience and also to embrace technology, because now, even though so many are socially distanced, we're very lucky in Australia, you know, to really have things pretty much under control. But even just in the news this morning, I heard that Germany is putting new lockdowns, France has got new lockdowns, and winter's coming, so it's so hard. And that's where people really need to leverage technology even more. I mean, just like this, with us speaking via Zoom, it's like we're having a cup of coffee together, and it still feels close. And I was reading up about some new technology that Microsoft Teams is using, where it looks a lot more realistic than having lots of tiles on a screen, and the presenter can look out and it looks like people are actually in the auditorium, and even the shoulders overlap.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's absolutely
That's really cool. Yeah, I can picture that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And
it works so well. I did a post on it 2 days ago, I think. I'll send you the information as well. But back to you, because now you're in this dream job that so many people, you know, would just think, oh wow, how do you get a job like that? But with you, it actually stemmed from your early childhood, when you wanted to be a singer, an actor, to be on stage. You now speak and you present and you create content, and there's this rap video that somebody has created. No, it's you. Tell me about this rap video and what happened, because this is an interesting story.
Yeah, so look, my content creation journey has been a way for me to experiment with creativity, and I've always loved doing that. You know, so there's always been a part of me that has, you know, loved singing or rapping, and, you know, there was a moment in my life, a brief moment that I won't go into detail, where, you know, you could probably say I was a very amateur rapper. But that's very much a past life. You wouldn't expect that by looking at me now. I still enjoy doing it, you know, and for me, I realized with content creation, if you want people to connect, you have to be more human. You have to peel back a few layers and show people this other side of you or these different sides of you, because we've all got many different sides of us. And a lot of those sides people don't see when we put on that professional persona. And so I thought it would be interesting if I collaborated with someone on this, if we put out the very first rap video and music video on LinkedIn. And it's something I had never seen done before, probably for a reason. But look, we had fun doing it. So the video was me rapping. It was another gentleman, a good friend of mine from the States, who was beatboxing. And we actually got 70 influencers on LinkedIn together to cameo on this video. You know, so everyone had a very quick cameo. So it was very fun. It was super engaging. And when we posted it, it went super viral, purely because it was just very different. Not many people had seen a music video. Not many people thought they'd ever see it on LinkedIn. And so I think the fact that it was just something that was so disruptive just really made it explode. And it got the attention of Forbes. It got the attention of Inc. You know, I'm still speaking about it to this day. And it's something that I'm very proud of doing. And look, that video also was a message to a lot of people that you can do something different. You can peel back those layers. You can show people this other side of you. And people will connect with that. And the amazing thing is there are so many people that reached out to me that wanted to work with me and do business with me as a result of me putting out a rap video that had nothing to do with my business at the time that I put it out. And so it's one of those things where you have to put yourself out there. You have to be true to you, and whatever your equivalent of a rap video is, do that. You know, if that is showing you doing push-ups at home because that's your passion, or showing you cooking, or, you know, showing your stamp collection, you know, I don't care what it is. But if that's important to you and that's a big part of your life, show that. And you know, the people that connect with you and that believe in the things that you believe will be drawn to you.
I absolutely agree. Too often people are so obsessed with creating this professional persona, and sometimes it looks too polished and people don't know if you're real or not. And so when you've got to add the fun factor as well, because we're human beings, we all love to have fun. And I think that's probably why it went so viral, because it was a fun thing and it was different and it was surprising. So I think if you can surprise and delight people, that's where people start to get to know the real you as well. And you think, oh, Ahmad, he seems so perfect. And he can rap too. Oh my goodness. So he is perfect. But you're having fun when you're doing it. So that was absolutely wonderful. I think one key takeaway is you've got to have fun. Yes.
You have to have fun doing it. And look, people will see if you're having fun or not, you know, and people will be drawn to that, because having fun and laughter and smiles are contagious. Yes. You know, they really are. And look, LinkedIn is one of those platforms where, if we can talk about it for a second, that is hungry for creative content. They're just hungry for different content. Right. You know, so it's important to put out your educational posts and things of that nature, because you have to obviously show people your expertise. But they're also hungry for creative content. So releasing content in just a different way, experimenting a little bit. And like I said, showing this other side of you is very, very important now more than ever if you want to differentiate yourself.
Yeah. Getting to know the real person behind facade.
Yes.
Persona, I think that's one of the most important things. Now, you do this really well, because over the past 18 months, your career has absolutely skyrocketed. On LinkedIn, you have over 700,000 followers. The mind boggles. And it's really exploded over the past year and a half. So as a content creator, you're doing this very, very well. And I'm a career coach. And so I'm very interested in this, because it will not only help business owners with business to business, but it's going to help job seekers as well, if they understand how they can leverage content. So can you tell me a little bit about your approach when it comes to content creation and how it helps job seekers as well as businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I take a very strategic approach to it, and I have from the beginning having a very good understanding of my brand, what I have to offer, what my value proposition is, and where exactly I want it to go. You know, so and once you've got an understanding of that, and if you're a job seeker and you've got an understanding of what industry you want to tap into, what position eventually you want to be in, who are the customers that you want to serve, that's the very first step to understanding what kind of content to put out. Because once you have a very clear understanding and clarity on who you are, what your value proposition is, what you can actually offer, and who your target market is, you can then put out some content that is really going to hit the mark with that target audience. Now, there are so many benefits of creating content if you're a job seeker. And the biggest benefit is you get to position yourself as an expert. You know, the hardest part of being a job seeker is the uncertainty. It's chasing people down. It's the rejections that you receive. But you're constantly, you know, you're constantly following up and chasing people down because you have to try and impress. Content creation is a way to try and impress people at scale, or to impress people at scale, and hopefully, if done correctly, have them chase you and have them follow you and follow your work, which is just completely flipping the script. So it builds incredible social proof, having you speak about your expertise, sharing your knowledge. And let me say, video content is the new resume. You know, when you put out video content, and people can jump on your profile, whether it's LinkedIn or other social media sites, but let's say specifically LinkedIn for the sake of job seeking, and they can watch a video of you sharing your expertise. They can see your mannerisms. They can hear the way you speak. They can hear your words, your message, the conviction in your voice. That tells them everything they need to hear, and far more that they need to hear than a resume would provide, right? You'll get far more from watching a video of someone than you will from just looking at a piece of paper. So the social proof is incredible, because the idea is that when you apply for a job, the first thing people will do, or one of the first things they'll do, is they'll try and investigate, right? And they'll look at your LinkedIn profile. They'll see who you are and what you're currently doing. And so if you've built up your profile and you're an avid content creator and you're putting out information and positioning yourself as an expert and an influencer within your industry, I mean, that's going to get you far, far ahead, and far, you know, further ahead than you would if you weren't creating content. Mm-hmm. The other thing it does is it puts you in a position of power. And that's what we all need as job seekers. We need the power back in our court, you know, because a lot of the pain comes from just that uncertainty and a lot of the disappointments that come from just the process itself. And so when you have the ability to actually reach out to people yourself and have them notice you, it completely changes that struggle, that power struggle. So, I mean, I would highly recommend creating content and, you know, taking that power back.
You know, what's so interesting is job seekers too often think, oh, please pick me. Please pick me so I'll be successful, when really, by creating content, it's why wouldn't you? you know, just come and have a chat. I might be interested in working with you. So it really is completely putting things in a different perspective, which I think is really powerful. Now, what about your approach to creating content, Ahmad? Because you create a lot of different types of content. What would you recommend would be the most, well, let's stick with LinkedIn for now. What would you recommend as the most effective types of content to release on LinkedIn for businesses and also job seekers?
Yeah, look, I think a variety of content is important. First of all, if we're talking educational content, I mean, that should be the foundation, especially for a platform like LinkedIn. I mean, you want to be able to show people what your expertise is, how you can assist them, how you can serve them in a professional capacity first. And that's very important. So educational content works really well. How-to content, as in how to do this, how to do that, my five tips for this, my five tips for that, what not to do in this situation. All of those educational pieces work really well, and that can be in the form of a video or a blog or a text post or an image post or a carousel post. It doesn't matter. As long as you're adding value in every single post, then that is going to position you correctly. But I also believe in adding a variety of different themes, you know, and that might mean also, you know, putting out some entertaining content or uplifting content, you know, so you're not completely professional the entire week. On a Friday when things are winding down and people aren't really in the mood to absorb some educational content, you might just be a little bit more lighthearted and put out some entertaining content or maybe an uplifting quote or maybe share a bit of insight into you, you know, you playing the piano or you perhaps with your kids, and within that you can put some sort of valuable lesson, you know, so it's not all fluff.
You know, you've reminded me of one of the posts I put up on a Friday as well, because I have a cat called Rusty who loves to disturb. He's currently locked out of the room.
Right, yeah.
Because whenever I'm working, he climbs all over the desk and onto my MacBook and in front of the iMac and onto my printer, and he sits there. Then he starts eating my notepaper because he wants attention. Yep. And I've videoed him and I've released it, and I'm saying, this is my chief procrastination officer. What am I to do? And it's amazing how many people are interested in my cat. So
yeah, you know, people are fascinated by that stuff.
Not every day, only once in a while.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're not going to put up a post about your cat every single day, but just once in a while, it stops people in their tracks, and it becomes part of you, and you become a lot more approachable, and they get an insight as to, you know, the human being behind the professional persona. And so it's something that I highly recommend. So I put out a combination of educational content, entertaining content, and uplifting content, and I do that within the week. Mm-hmm. And I also try and mix up the actual types of content. So I might have, let's say, one or two videos per week. I then might have maybe one text post, one carousel post, which is a document, one article. But I mix that up so my audience can always, you know, I can almost keep them guessing with the type of content and theme of content that I'm going to put out. And all of it, I make sure, even if it's entertaining content, that there is some underlying message there. Mm-hmm. And that it's going to serve in some capacity and add value in some capacity. So I highly recommend doing that to just show people the human being behind, you know, the professional persona, professional character.
Mm. You have such a huge heart, Ahmad. I mean, really, your career has given you some fantastic tools, even when, you know, like when you're in a sales capacity and then into property and then into, you know, promoting these major events, which actually help people as well. And it just comes through, and you've got a beautiful voice as well, which really helps, doesn't it? Especially for your MC.
It helps for a podcast, yeah.
Excellent for the podcast. I've got the soporific voice. You've got that really inspiring voice. So
you've got a really eloquent voice. I love your voice. I love the way you enunciate words. It's amazing.
Well, we should have a radio show together. There you go. How good.
There we go. Now that would be powerful.
If only I could rap. But
don't worry, I can't rap either.
Somehow an English accent and rapping doesn't seem to go. But what I want to have from you now are, what would your top three tips for success be when it comes to building your brand?
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Number one, get complete clarity on what your values are. You know, and we touched on this throughout the episode. And when I talk about values, I'm talking about getting complete clarity on it. So go through a process of understanding what kind of values are important to you. You know, and you know, there's an easy process for doing that. You can jump on Google and type in a list of 100 values. It'll pop up with a list of 100 words that are all different values. And by process of elimination, just go through that list, print off the sheet, and just cross off anything that doesn't resonate and narrow it down to 50, then narrow it down to 20, then narrow it down to 10, narrow it down to 5, and come up with your 5 core values, things for you that are absolute non-negotiables as a human being. Right. And then from there, narrow down to one, which will then become your core intrinsic value. And that is that one thing that for you represents who you are and represents the world that you want to see. That's the first thing. And then so I went through that process. And when I went through that process, it led to me, as I touched on, changing my career because I realized I wasn't in alignment. It led to me creating content that was just so in line with me, that really resonated with my audience at a much greater level. And I felt much better as a result because I was speaking my truth. Mm. You know, so when you can understand your values and you can start speaking your truth, that's the foundation of your personal brand. because everything that you do, everything that comes across as a result of you and your brand is going to be in alignment with that and is going to reflect that in some capacity. The second thing is be a content creator. And I know I sound biased because I am a content creator, but there is so much power for your brand in creating content. For those of you out there that are in marketing or have been in marketing or marketed for businesses, you would know how much it costs to brand for a business, you know, how much it costs for PR, you know, whereas with social media and putting out content on social media, you can brand yourself and position yourself and build a personal brand from scratch, which I have done from scratch for free. You know, it'll certainly take you time. There'll be sweat equity there, but it's not going to cost you anything in dollars. And the benefits are huge. Okay. So building your brand on social media via content can lead to opportunities like podcasts, just like we're doing now, interviews, speaking arrangements. You know, people will reach out to you as an expert in your space because they're seeing you constantly in the newsfeed from all the content that you produce. And so being a content creator is absolutely important. And the third thing is be consistent with your message. Understand what your message is. You know, what is the message that you want to deliver to the world? Okay. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a changing the world type message. It can be something as micro as what you want to give back as part of your business. But whatever that is, be consistent with that. Okay. And that consistency will help reinforce your brand and what your brand is all about. So they're my three top tips, and this is a topic I can speak about all day, but they're my three top tips as hopefully, let's say, a bit of a beginner's guide to branding.
Yes, and I mean, all of these resonate so well. So your values, create content, and be consistent. Because actually, when you know what your top values are, decision-making becomes very easy because you ask yourself, will this get me closer to fulfilling my values or take me away? Yep. Then you learn how to say no. If you create content, it's your own thought leadership. And we're all sitting on this mountain of value, our own experiences that could benefit others. So why not share? In fact, I think it's selfish not to share.
Yeah, so. I 100% agree. And you said it perfectly there, that we're sitting on so much knowledge and value, and that knowledge and value is our experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, and so everybody that thinks that they don't have value to add, you do. If you have experienced life, then you have experiences to share because we've all had ups and downs that we can pass on and lessons that we've learned. And so there is so much value that every single person has, and I truly believe that.
Yeah, that's right. And consistency, your third tip, is so important as well because there is no quick fix to anything. And if you don't have the desire, enough desire to make something work, you will quit when it gets tough, yes? Whereas if that desire is strong, despite all the knockbacks, despite global pandemics or global financial crises or whatever it is, you're still going to keep plugging away and plugging away. And, you know, honestly, sometimes slow and steady, definitely, it's the one who wins the race as well. And, you know,
if 100%. And it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah. I think we're in alignment with this. I totally agree. I could talk to you all day and listen. You could read the phone book, Ahmad, and I would listen to your voice.
That's too kind.
It's nice to have like a rounded, resonant sound when you're listening, yes? So tell me, Ahmad, if people want to contact you and find out more about what you do, where should they go? And I will be putting these into my show notes.
Perfect. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook at The Ahmad Imam. That's at The Ahmad Imam. You can also go to thecontentgames.com. And that's a bit of a secret at the moment, but you can jump on that site and see what I've been up to over the last couple of months. So feel free to reach out. I'd love to have a chat to you. I'd love to connect with you on social and follow your journey as well.
At The Ahmad Imam. Correct. Contentgames.com. Intriguing. So there you go. That's your call to action, everybody. Make sure that you find out more about Ahmad today. Thank you so much for your time. It really was a pleasure. And we will hopefully get you back on again for another podcast interview, say in another year's time, and we'll find out if you've reached a million and goodness knows how many followers on LinkedIn.
I'd love to be back. Thank you so much.
The
If you enjoy Your Career Podcast, please hop over to iTunes and leave a review, because that's how we get to reach more people. And if you need help in your career, go to www.thecareersacademy.online, where you'll be able to find lots of online programs as well as one-on-one coaching with me. See you soon. If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.